Back here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Des Moines area TV sportscaster Scott Reister, and we're not talking to him about his sportscasting, we're talking to him about his authorship. Scott, the author of a new book, Baseball Spy. What can you tell us about this book and what kind of the premise is of this story?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. This has been such a surreal experience because I had this idea 30 years ago when I was a kid growing up in Dallas, Texas, playing Little League, really. And I don't know if Little Leaguers ever get bored if you're up to bat, like third inning, nobody's on base. But so I did this mental trick where I would imagine that getting this hit, hitting the ball, was the most important thing in the world, that everybody around me would blow up and die if I didn't get the hit. Kind of morbid, isn't it? I started imagining like this was an action movie, that the fate of the world depended on me hitting this and everybody was counting on me. And it always stuck with me as an idea that would be really neat for a book or a movie. And then 30 years later, here we are. So it's kind of wild.
That is really wild. One thing that I find really interesting is you talk a little bit about that motivation as a kid that inspired you to write it. But, you know, I know you're a busy guy now. You cover sports in the Des Moines area. You've got so many schools, and then your viewing area extends so far out that you guys stay really busy. How did you find the time to be able to accomplish this?
So, yeah, I had this idea for Baseball Spy, and because I am so busy, I'm also married, father of three, you know, in a weird way, you know, raising kids as a sportscaster, you work weird hours. So there were some times where my kids were at school. If I had an hour to myself, instead of taking a nap, I would just force myself to spend even 20 minutes little by little, or at the very end of the night when people, you know, that time where you don't want to go to bed, so you're just scrolling on your phone for an extra 20 minutes. You know, I really just try to find those little pockets of time throughout the day. Or even if I was just outlining, and this took years. It really did take years. I wrote this back in 2018. We just made it happen. And then once the idea grew and grew, then all of a sudden, instead of me forcing myself to like work through parts I had no idea what I was going to do, it just became so much fun as this story grew. And I didn't really answer your question earlier about what the book's about, but let me give the listeners a quick pitch here. So in this book, Baseball Spy, there's a little leaguer who's 14 years old. It takes place in Washington, D.C., and he comes home, and his mom wasn't at his game that day. He's all upset, and there's this federal agent guy waiting for him, and he's like, we got to talk. Your mom's at work, and she's not coming home for a while, and his mom works for this government agency as an analyst. And they find out that someone on his team is actually this deadly cyber spy posing as a little leaguer. And Zane, the main character, they say, we know you're not the bad guy because your mom works for us. You're the only one that can help us. You've got to figure out who on your team is this bad guy trying to download these government secrets and get everybody killed. And you can't tip him off. So he's got to go undercover himself, find this hidden device on his field, learn his teammates, find who the bad guy is. And then ultimately, he's got to keep winning in order to keep the season going in the playoffs. And if he doesn't, everything blows up and dies. So Little League is life or death. He cannot lose. So I was able to take that original idea I had as a kid 30 years ago, and just through years of outlining and getting a lot of help from a lot of different people, I was able to kind of form this story. And when it was released back in April, it was the number one new release on Amazon in its category. And it just was beyond my wildest dreams. And now we're on the book tour and everything's just happening so fast. It's been amazing.
That is awesome. Again, we're talking to Des Moines TV sportscaster Scott Reister about his new book, Baseball Spy. And you mentioned the book tour. You've gone out, you've been all over. I know that prior to this interview, you were down in Texas, going back to your hometown. I know you've been all over the state doing book signings at this book tour. And what's just been the feedback you've been getting from people as they've read this book and come out to see you and talk about this book and get their book signed?
Yeah, this has been so awesome and so fun because the book is geared towards like that, you know, 13, 14-year-old, but kids as young as 9 that are reading it, or even 8 even in some instances. And there is some mild violence, nothing worse than you see on TV, I promise. But these kids that are coming up to me that I haven't even met, and they say, that's the best book I've ever read. Or they say, I read this book in 2 days, or things like that. And even kids that normally don't like reading books, and parents, if you're listening to this and you're trying to get your kid to read a book this summer, it's such an easy sell to a kid to read this book. It's like a lot of books out there like, I don't want to read this. Why are you making me read a book? But then you say, oh, did I mention this book has sports and spies and explosions and home runs, and it's Little League is life or death? So I really, as a kid, wanted a book like this. And, you know, I don't waste anybody's time. It's cliffhangers at the end of every single chapter. And as you read it, you just, you know, the stakes keep getting raised higher and higher. I spent a ton of time on this outline and reading books about how to write books and things like that. So meeting all the kids out there throughout the state that are coming up to me, I had one girl, and there's a girl on the team in the story. Her name's Amber. I had one girl at a school visit I was doing. This girl's in fifth grade. She came up to me. Her name's Anna. And she said, Amber was so inspiring to me. The character's Amber. And she said, this girl was so inspiring to me, and I really aspired to be like her, and I couldn't believe how brave she was. And I got goosebumps listening to that because there's this fictional character I made up in my head that's inspiring these kids. So really, really an overwhelming sense of feedback to see all the kids at the Little Leagues and the Barnes & Nobles. It's been awesome.
That is really cool. Another thing kind of with that, too, we understand it here at the radio side of things, and I know you understand this with the TV sports casting, a lot of relationships get built, and that's really foundational to what it is that we do. What has that been like, just being able to build relationships beyond your normal sports casting job, being able to build that through relationships with not only the people who are coming out to these book signings, but also with the people who helped you put together Baseball Spy?
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. And the relationships, well, starting with what I just got to do in Dallas. So I'd mentioned I was from Dallas. Barnes & Noble in Dallas had me come out to do a book signing right near my old Little League field, which was so surreal. So my Little League coach, who I hadn't seen in 30 years, showed up to the book signing with a framed photo of I played on the Rockies back then, and some of my old teammates were there. So just to see all these people from my past has been great. And the new relationships I've been formed. So one of the main reasons I was able to be successful actually getting this book done is because once I finished the draft, which took me over a year, I was at the Urbandale Public Library. I live in Urbandale. And I went up to these librarians who I had met from spending time there from taking my son to story time. And one of them's name, Julie Finch, and then Kayla Becker, who's now at the Norwalk Easter Public Library. And I said, hey, I've got this book idea. I think it's good. It needs to be a lot better, though. I need someone that doesn't have the last name Reister to help me, give me some feedback. And so they were both like, yeah, that'd be great. And I barely knew them, but they gave me their time over the next probably 6 months or more. Every month we would meet and they'd break down a few more chapters and tell me what was good, what was bad. At one point they were like, this sounds a little sexist, don't you think? And I'm like, no, I didn't even realize that. Things like that. And so they were really instrumental. I formed lifelong friendships with them throughout the process. Whenever there were some big breakthroughs in the process, like when I was able to land a literary agent and then when I was able to get the book deal. And so they actually dressed up as agents, secret agents, and came to the first book signing we did at Barnes & Noble at Jordan Creek Mall. It was so much fun. There's pictures on my Facebook page. And because of that, that's why I have some book signings coming up at both the Urbandale Public Library and then also in a little bit at the Norwalk Library as well, because now Kayla works at the Norwalk Library. So it's all these full circle moments, and it's all these relationships that I've formed that have really been one of the best parts of this book.
That is really cool. I intentionally saved this question for last because you just alluded to it, that Norwalk Easter Public Library signing will be coming up there. If you could just tell us when that'll be coming up and some of the details of what people can expect when they come out to the Norwalk Easter Public Library.
This is going to be so much fun, guys, and I really hope to see everybody out there that's listening about Baseball Spy, this new hit book of the summer. So Saturday, July 20th at 1 o'clock, and I'll be sure to put out some information on my Facebook page, and I know Norwalk Library has it listed on their website. But once again, July 20th, 1 o'clock, I'll have signed copies of my book available. I'll be personalizing them. It's only $16, so less than a movie ticket and popcorn, and it'll last you a lot longer. So we're going to have fun activities for kids of all ages, spy activities, this and that, that kind of thing. Plus, I'll be able to talk more about the process of how to write a book if kids are interested, and not only questions about this book if they've read it and we want to talk about it, but also a lot of kids that are interested in, I want to be an author one day, or what does it take? So can't wait to spend some time out there in Norwalk and do all the activities and meet everybody and see my friend Kayla once again, who's helped me so much. And now she's Agent Becker in the book, so she's got a character named after her too. And Tyler, one more thing. Did you notice somebody's name on the back?
Yeah, Casey Blake's name.
I know. Yeah, so I know some. Everyone in Indianola knows Casey Blake. Awesome guy, and I got to know him over the years. And I always, but when this book came out, I had this idea in my head that when it did come out, I needed a Major League Baseball player that everybody knew that had read it to maybe add that blurb on the back. So I reached out to Casey. I said, hey, this was about a year ago. I said, hey, I got this book coming out. Told him what I want. Would you be willing to read it and maybe write something about it? And he was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And I was all nervous, talking to Casey Blake. And he was like, yeah, that sounds great. So we read the book, wrote something great on the back. And he says he doesn't usually read books, but this kept his attention throughout. And he loves how I intertwined the suspense and the baseball. So I was on cloud nine when he agreed to do that and put that on the back. So it's really fun to be able to pick it up and also see not only a Major League Baseball guy, but a guy from Iowa right there that's endorsing the book like that. So big shout out to Casey Blake, great guy, and really adds to me some legitimacy to the book also.
That sounds awesome. Scott, appreciate your time as always. And best of luck. Continue on with the book tour. And, just really excited to get a chance to sit down and spend some more time with the book that you brought for me today. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tyler. And hope to see everybody soon at the Norwalk Library.
Absolutely. That was Scott Reister, Des Moines TV sportscaster, here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page.